Hello and welcome to Radio Omniglot. I'm Simon Eger and here is the news on Sunday the 18th of December 2022. This week we have a new writing system on Omniglot called the Nasioi Otomaung Alphabet, which was created by Chief Peter Karatapi to write Nasioi, a language spoken on the island of Bougainville in Papua New Guinea. There are new language pages about Gari, an oceanic language spoken in Vaturanga in the northwest of Guadalcanal Island in the Solomon Islands, Nasioi, a southern Bougainville language spoken in the Kieta district of the autonomous region of Bougainville in Papua New Guinea, and Selaru, a Malayo-Polynesian language spoken in the Tanimbar Islands in Maluku Tenggara Barat Regency of Maluku Province in the south of Malaysia. There's a new adapted script called Malay Shavian, which was devised by Damien Izrullah bin Abdullah as an alternative way to write Malay, Indonesian and other Austronesian languages with the Shavian alphabet. There's another adapted script called Modjagari, which is a way to write Hungarian with the Devanagari script, devised by Xavier Mercier. There are new numbers pages in Gari, which you already mentioned, and Selaru, which you also mentioned, and Idaan, a North Bornean language spoken in Sabah in Malaysia. There are new translations of the Tower of Babel story in Roviana, Gari, Chekiholo, Central Sinama, Nigerian Pidgin, Western Bolivian Guarani, and Selaru. On the Omniglot blog this week, there's a post about the Japanese expression Hokosha Tengoku, which means a pedestrianized area, or literally, pedestrian paradise. And there's the usual language quiz. See if you can guess what language this is. Here's a clue. This language is spoken in Nigeria. The mystery language in last week's language quiz was Bakhtiari Luri, a Western Iranian language spoken mainly in Chahamahal and Bakhtiari province in the southwest of Iran. On the Keltiadir blog this week, we're looking into words for speckled and spotted and related things in Celtic languages. In this week's adventure in etymology, we snuffle around the origins of the word snort. And on the Celtic Pathways podcast, we find out what links the word javelin with words for fork and related things. You can find a transcript of this news, links to all the pages mentioned, and other podcasts at radio.omniglot.com. Omniglot News is also available at omniglot.com/news, on Twitter at omniglossia, and on the Omniglot page and Omniglot fan club page on Facebook. If you would like to support Omniglot, you can make a one-off or regular donation at patreon.com/omniglot. That's all the news for this week. Thank you for listening and goodbye.